And so today I wanted to take a little bit of time and talk about the benefits of being in a local church and how important it is to have a church home and a church family. I mean, many of you know these things, but we need to be reminded because sometimes you forget. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes you get bored. Sometimes you get comfortable. You know, all kind of things happen, and we need to be reminded of these things because it's part of God's plan. This church and churches are a part of God's plan on the earth. And we have a saying here, and I don't know if you've heard it. Some of you are new to the church. We have a saying here that it's life and death, or can be life and death where you go to church. That you can either begin life or death. And that sounds bad, you know, if it's a church giving death, but that happens, sad to say, when you get into religion, when you get into condemnation, when you get into controlling people, you get into manipulating people, all those kind of things, it does not bring life. And, you know, we desire here to be a life-giving church that promotes life and adds to your life. But church is vital to the health and welfare of every believer. Talking about a local church. It's not optional. It's not optional to be a member of a church. It's essential. And church is not a social club, although social things happen. Church is not a building. It's not about a building, although we have a building. You know, we need a place to meet. It's not an event, although we have events and we have programs. Church is part of God's strategy for reaching our communities for Jesus Christ. That's part of the function of every church, is to reach their community for Jesus Christ. And what we do matters in God's larger plan to reach the whole world with the gospel. God wants to reach every person, all 7 billion, 6 billion, 7 billion people. He wants to reach every tribe, every tongue, every ethnic background. He wants to reach him with the gospel. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. He wants every person to know him, to grow up in his family, to go to heaven. And that's his heart's desire. So the local church is a part of God's bigger plan of what he's doing on the earth. The local church is a group of redeemed people. Everybody say, I'm redeemed. A group of redeemed people who live and serve together in such a way that their lives and their communities are transformed. God is in the transformation business. How many can say that their lives have been transformed by being a believer? You're better, been changed. And that's a continual process. You never arrive. His transformation is just as powerful when you're just enter into God's family as it is walking with him for 30 years. I've been walking with him for 30 years and still changes and growth and things happening and things that I'm happening. I mean, it's exciting to be a believer. But God desires for believers to connect and interact for a cause greater than each individual. Now, especially in the United States, we live in an individualistic society. We like the, you know, the Lone Ranger, the guy kind of going off and doing his own thing and have his own, you know, own set of rules. And we kind of like that, you know, the Bill Gates, the Steve Jobs, you know, those kind of folks. We admire that in the United States. But the church is not about the individual. Church is about the group. It's about the team. And that's how God operates. And, you know, a church cannot thrive if individuals can't come and work together. That's why we say working together to get the job done. That's why love is so vital and so necessary. You know, and especially at a church like this. I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. I grew up in the Catholic Church. My whole world was Catholic. Catholic schools. The bishop was one of the top political and spiritual leaders in the city. And, I mean, very honored in our city. St. Paul, Minnesota, 65% Catholic. So, you know, just imagine if you grew up on your block where you live now and everybody attended Good News Church. I mean, we just had you know, the same values. We went and worshiped together. We worked together. I worked at a restaurant right by my house. So many of the people I went to school with and I knew from the neighborhood. So it was just a whole different kind of community, and it really impacted me. And so for our church, when I went to church on Sunday, I looked around. It was a bunch of families just like ours. Well, Good News Church is not that way. Good News Church, people come from all over. We've always been that way. They may drive a long way to come here. And as you look around, we're not all the same color. We're not all the same background. We're a very diverse church. And you know, living in the same neighborhood is not going to keep us together. Because when we, and where I grew up, you were in a certain parish. And if that you know, that line fell right between your house and the next house, you'd go to the parish that you were in. Even if you liked the priest in another place, you'd go because that's the way we did it. So it was kind of more like this is where we're dictated to go. Well, here, the glue that keeps us together is love. If we don't have love here, we're toast. And we ain't going to make it. Because it's just the diversity is too strong. And it poses a lot of problems. But with God's help and God's grace, we could do this. It's impossible to follow Jesus alone. You can't do it. It's meant to follow Jesus. It's meant to be done in community. And church is a great place for that. In the New Testament, church is mentioned 114 times. Now let me ask you this question. We talk about the global church. That's the body of Christ all over the earth. And then we have the local church, like Good News Church is a local church. How many times out of that 114 times is the global church mentioned? You think it'd be more global or more local? The local church is 90 of the 114. So it is a priority. It's top in God's priority listing. And again, the local church is believers banded together for fellowship, but we're friends with a cause. We have a purpose, something that we're doing together. Now, there's many reasons why church is not important to people, and I don't have an exhausted list, but here's a couple of different reasons why church is not important to people. First of all, they haven't realized the need or the value the church has in their lives. It's never been taught. They've never experienced it. It doesn't really matter whether I go. What am I going to get out of it? Or they attended a church that was full of religion. And when I say religion, I mean the church is a set of rules. Rules and regulations. And again, you know, rules and regulations don't bring life. And you're talking about the law. The law brings condemnation. And, you know, control, all those different things. And so if you've attended a church like that, and don't have you raise your hand, but again, that's not a life-giving church. And so you may have a bad taste in your mouth from that experience. Say, I don't, that's what church is. I don't want any part of it. Maybe you've been in a church that you've been hurt. Now imagine that. Hurt by another member. Hurt by a leader. Let me ask you, and let's just be honest. Who's been hurt in church before? Now, if you've been hurt a lot, raise two hands. I have, and I know there's things happen over in this year's history of this church. There are things I'm not proud of, probably things I've done or other people have done and things that have happened. I mean, how many know that, there is no perfect church? There is no perfect pastor. I know that's going to shatter your image there. There's no perfect church, no perfect people. Now you look around, they all look perfect, but I tell you, they got another side to them. And if you find that perfect place, call me and I'll come join you. But things happen. You know, and it's sad the stories have happened in church. And I'm doing my best not to be that guy that hurts people. I'm not. I don't want to be that guy that damages people. And again, I make mistakes, but if I make a mistake, I'll do my best to apologize and make it right. I want to, you know, if I was looking for a church today, I'm looking for a church that has people full of grace. I'm looking for a church where they don't care about your skin color. I'm looking for a place where I can be accepted, where I can find a place. I'm looking for a home. I'm looking for a place that teaches the Word, that there is life being given at that place. I'm looking for a place that cares about people, wants to serve people and bless people. I'm looking for a church that wants to reach their community for Jesus Christ and not some kind of a country club kind of place. I want a church that's outward focused. That's the kind of, you know, what I hope and desire that our church is, and that's what where we're heading. So there are many, and I don't know, there are probably other reasons why people are not attending church. But it's, again, it's a strategy of the enemy. And he uses different strategies because he wants you to be alone. He wants you to be on your own. Because when you're alone, you're vulnerable. And we need people to stand together. So today we're talking about, this is my church. And whether Good News Church is your church, whether you're looking at this church, whether it's somewhere else, you need to have a place where you say, hey, that's my pastor. This is my church. And it's essential. It's a part of God's plan and vital for you. So we want to talk today about the benefits of being a part of local body. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 16. Now, there's so many benefits, I can't talk about them all today. And, you know, really don't have a whole lot of time here, but we'll hit a few of these. Luke 16, verse 12. And if you have, this is New King James Version, if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? And there's something really neat about the, and I'm a little biased, but the vision and mission of Good News Church, it's not just my vision. This vision has evolved over the years, and it's come from the people. It has come from the leaders, and it's been kind of, you know, Susie and I may have, you know, gotten together and wrote some things down, but it really represents a group of people, which is really cool. So I can't say it's my vision. It's really our vision. It's our mission to empower people to give life. But if you're just coming in today, I mean, that may not be your vision, and that may not be your mission for your life. But if you want to come here and say, this is my church, then we connect with the vision and with the mission. And when you're under, you know, the word submission become a bad word, but it means just to be under someone else's mission. And so when you come here and you submit and you're under someone else's mission, when you do that and give yourself to that, God will reveal the vision and the mission He has for you in your life. It operates as in seed time and harvest. And I can't tell you how many people have found themselves over the years here at Good News Church, found out what their destiny, found out who they were, His plan, His desires for that life. And that's just a part of benefiting, a part of coming. And, you know, we've been talking about plans in January. So I want you to know, if you come to Good News Church, you can expect to hear from Him about God's will specifically for your life. And then to hear specifically about what does He want to do in 2013 in my life. That's a benefit. And you should expect that by coming here. The next one is in 3 John 2. 3 John 2 says this, Beloved, turn to your neighbor and say, Beloved? Don't you like that? I like brother and sister and beloved. I'm going to start calling you beloved. Especially when I'm mad at you. I like the way they talk. Beloved. Look at your other neighbor and say, beloved. Now turn around and really say it really sweet to someone. Well, you can't do that. But say it to me. Say it to me. Beloved. I just feel warm and fuzzy all over. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Prospereth. King James. That's the way we talk, right? Prospereth. Prospereth. Okay. Anyway. Part of coming to Good News Church or to a local church, and the Bible talks about the pastor being the bishop of your soul. And a bishop is overseer. That means I'm overseeing your soul, what's going in, what's being taught, you being trained. The Bible talks about the word renewing the mind. So really what I'm into is brainwashing. Edit that from the tape, will you? I knew it. Well, anyway, I won't say that. Okay. But renewing your mind. It says, even as your soul prospers, as your soul and your mind is renewed, a couple benefits come. Prosperity financially. Everybody say, woo! Woo! And health. Who wants to feel good? Pays to go to church, even as your soul prospers. Brings provision, brings prosperity in your life. It brings health. And I tell you, you know, we have people go to the hospital. We have people that have surgery. We have, you know, all kind of things that happen with people. But I tell you, we have very little for the size church we are. We've got a very healthy congregation. Did you know that? I'm not taking the credit. I'm giving it to Jesus. But I tell you, where there's life is being given, life comes. Even as your soul prospers. So we're looking out for your soul. That's a benefit. Look over in Acts chapter 2. Verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, had all things in common, sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. And there's a whole lot of things there. These are basically the values of the early church. And you know, they were a church that added to the church daily, those being saved. They were a growing church. But one of the words that we've talked about here is the word fellowship. In the Greek, it's the word koinonia. And that word means sharing. Sharing yourself. Sharing your resources. Sharing your time, sharing your gifts, sharing in the responsibility to reach the lost. And we live in just a selfish, how many know we live in a selfish world? And selfishness does not bring joy. Selfishness, that's the earmark of the enemy. So that's going to bring destruction, that's going to bring death, that's going to bring sorrow. But when you're in Christ and in Jesus and His love starts working in you, you start to share. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And when your life starts getting to be about blessing and meeting the needs of other people, talk about being rich. Talk about joy. Talk about peace. That you've actually, and you don't even have to have a whole lot of money to do it. You can be a blessing and make a difference for Jesus Christ wherever you go. So one of the things, the benefits of being in a church, you learn how to share. And you come to a place when you realize church is not about me. It's about others. I can't sleep in today. They need me. I can't miss not being there. They need me. I've got a part to play. And it's so amazing. And to me, you know, you see these pictures up here. This is from the I Give Life DVD course. When we were over in Australia, you know, we were gone 3 weeks. And there was some tough date. I mean, you know, I know we went to Fiji. That was nice. We went to Australia. It's a nice place. But there was very little time to really enjoy what we were doing. And so it took its toll on Susie and myself at various times. But I tell you, one time we were showing some of the I Give Life course over there. And they just showed different pictures. They showed Kristen. They showed Neil. They showed Tori. They showed Harry. And I tell you, I just saw those faces and I was encouraged. I was strengthened. There's something about coming together, and even if a message is not preached, just to see each other is powerful. It's important. But we're learning how to share. And as you that brings sharing, and developing and sharing leads to promotion in God. All right, another great scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. Says this, an amplified version. Says, let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite. I love that. I want to incite some riots. Don't you want to incite some things? Have any fellow inciters around here? I like that word, incite. Stimulate and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people. You got to get in the habit of coming to church. And we say this all the time. When you least feel like going, when you most want to sleep in, when you most don't want, when you don't want to be around other people, you just feel so lousy about yourself. That's the day you need to go to church. How many times have you done that and God had a word for you? Or He used you to minister to somebody? I mean, so many times. I mean, there's a lot of days, and I'm the pastor. I didn't want to come to church. I mean, there, you know, so many, you know, things were going on. I don't want to be around people. But I mean, just what God does, every time you come, He just adds to your life. It's just so much richer. But the day you least feel like going is the day you need to go. Remember that the next time, and you know, you turn the alarm off and you think, I'm just going to sleep in today. Remember my words. Lord, help them remember my words. Speak to them. But look at what, you know, admonishing, warning, urging, encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. Church is about stirring each other up to do good deeds, noble activities. We bring out the best. Now, I know it can be the worst sometimes, but we bring out the best in each other. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. We spur each other on. We strengthen each other. We encourage. Have you ever had a day when you just felt low and you came to church? Maybe today. Through others, through the messages, through the worship, through the giving, through all the things that happen. Courage comes. Courage isn't imparted. Have you ever gotten inspired after a church service? Ever gotten recharged, rejuvenated? So many things happen every time we get together. But it's vital. We need each other. We need to see each other. We need to speak to each other. We need to know each other's names. We need to care for each other. We need to pray for each other. Because I'm telling you this, God, we've been talking about God's plans. And I'm speaking this, God's saying this. God, He's got an awesome plan for your life. He's got great things for you to do. But we need each other to fulfill that. You can't do it alone. We need a family of believers. We need each other. It's vital and it's essential. And I'll just quote, some things from Ephesians 4. But Ephesians 4, we've read it so many times, talks about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. Another benefit of coming to church, local church, is being equipped for the work of the ministry. The Apostle Paul called you an ambassador for Christ. Everybody say, I'm an ambassador for Christ. Matthew 9 says Jesus was praying and he looked out over the city and he saw they were sheep without a shepherd. They were scattered. They were harassed. They were tormented by the enemy. And he said, we got to pray for the laborers because the laborers are few. We need more laborers. We need more believers that take their responsibility to take the gospel into their world. I'm not saying to be an evangelist where you got to preach on the corner and go door to door, although we can do those things. But I'm saying that people, there are situations in all of our lives where we're going to have opportunities to minister to people. All of us are going to have opportunities, some today, where we're going to be Jesus. We'll be the only Jesus they'll face. And I want you equipped. I want you trained. I want you to be ready for all kinds of situations. I want everyone here to be able to say, instead of, I'll be thinking about you, to at that moment say, hey, let's pray. Or to not to be afraid to go to a hospital room and to have boldness and go and to say, just like it was me or someone else, a leader or whatever, to be able to go and say, hey, can I pray for you? And to believe God on purpose for resurrection power to come. But I tell you, when it really gets exciting is when someone is going to hell and you've got words to speak to them and bring them from death to life. You talk about an exciting life. I want you equipped. I want you trained. I want you to be an ambassador for Christ. And again, it's a process, and we're all growing in that process. But here at Good News Church, we're life givers. We are empowering you. We are authorizing you. We are, all the teaching, the preaching, and so that you can be a life giver. Because I'm telling you, that's what life is all about. Life is all about people. It's not about stuff. We have stuff, and we need stuff to do things. But life, when it comes to the end of our lives, what's it about? It's about family. It's about our marriage. It's about our kids. It's about our brothers and sisters. It is about people. And that's where where life is worth living. But you can get off track on that. Church keeps you focused. We're raising up life givers here. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. We're working with God. We're partners with God. And each of us are doing it. You may not do it my way. But each of us are doing our part, doing our thing. So those are just some of the benefits. And I hope today, maybe you're making some decisions. I hope you can. And I'll tell you this. I love being a pastor. I love what I do. And, this may sound weird, but I want to be your pastor. I want to be your pastor, if that's, God's plan. But I want you to have a pastor, but I want to tell you that I'm not the only one that, does things for the kingdom. We got a whole bunch of people. This is a good group of folks here. We got some quality people. And you want to know what? We have some people that were sinners here. They knew how to sin real good. And we got a lot of people here. We won't judge you. We won't condemn you. We won't belittle you. Now, there may be just a little bit of religion here at Good News Church, but we're looking around for it. We're trying to drive it out, get our Holy Ghost bleach and get rid of it. I just want a whole bunch of sloppy agape. I mean, it's just oozing in this place. And not in a, you know, some kind of weird way. I mean, and you know what? I want this church to be real. I mean, there's, you know, I've talked to a lot of folks and they come and they don't really know. They haven't been in church. They don't even really know what you do at church. What's the big deal about church? And they look around and everybody looks so perfect and they all, you know, got it together. Hey, this is not a perfect church. I know firsthand. We're a work in progress, but we're going somewhere. If you mess up, make a mistake. Anybody make a mistake this week? Run to Jesus. Don't run from Him. He's not standing there with the baseball bat ready to take your head off. He's there with open arms and forgiveness and love and grace. I'm not wanting you to mess up. I'm not, you know, but I just want you to know there's help here. And I want to see every person here be in who God made him to be. So those are some of the benefits of church. But again, that you can say, this is my pastor. These are my pastors. This is my church. I hope everybody can say that and be bold about it, be confident. And if this is not the place, I'm praying and believing for you to find your place. And because God's got a church home for every person, it's a part of His plan. And I just share just a few of the benefits. And He's no respecter of persons. What He'll do for one, He'll do for all. Amen? Praise God. Let's just stand for a minute. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just commit ourselves once again to the vision. We commit ourselves to the vision. We commit ourselves to each other. Father, we have anything against anybody here at Good News Church, Lord, we just let it go. Lord, that we'll do our part to bring solutions to problems, to make it a better place. We'll be real. We'll walk in love, pray for each other, bless each other. Father, I pray for each person here. Again, they may grow up in all things, minds renewed, spirits fed, bodies healthy and healed, strong marriages and families. And you show them clearly what the plan, your plan is for their lives. That not one will be lost. Not one will fall away. They will fulfill your plan for their lives. And Lord, I thank you that our best days for this church are ahead. Even in 2013, Father, I just see more lives touched and impacted than in the history of this church. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in this ministry and in the leadership here, Father. We're just making room for growth, healthy growth. And we give no place to the enemy, No place here for killing, stealing, and destroying. No place for religion. No place for condemnation. No place for lack. Father, one of the desires of my heart is when people come in here, they experience your love. They may know it and they may experience it. And to be so transformed by that love that it just comes flowing out of them to help others. Father, that there's some people here that have gotten comfortable or have gotten a bad attitude. Father, I pray for them. Just surround them with laborers. Surround them with love right now in the name of Jesus. That their eyes may be opened. If they make mistakes, just repent and move on. Lord, if there's any division within this church, I ask in the name of Jesus for reconciliation. Hurts between people, that they may get it resolved and get it reconciled, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, I have my prayer for this church, just like in the book of Acts, that we may be in one accord together fulfilling your plan for this ministry. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the mission. Lord, that we may empower people to give life like never before. That we step it up a notch, Lord, this year. And that we're more effective and efficient. And Lord, that we would bear fruit that remains for the kingdom. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Everybody say, this is my church.